I will live and grow, and I'll die in
this. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. With that out of the way, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7. Those of you new just tuning in to us, we are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. Be sure to check out our website by typing in the search box, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. If you click on organization, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it when you call in and participate, or even just to say hi. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the telephone? We're also live right here on Block Talk in our chat room. So either way, come on in. Join the conversation. Give us your thoughts and feelings, opinions. They all matter here. Let's get a lot of people to call in, especially with all the BS that is running on and going on in this crazy-ass country today. And just like the advertisement that we just did, that I did for the show for tonight. Subject and the topic of the night is, you know, they shouldn't and you shouldn't memorialize the shooter. Now I'm talking about the Tennessee school shooting. We should be memorializing the heroes of that day and also the loss of life of the three children and the three administrators. And one special little girl that died, which got shot while she was pulling the fire alarm. They're who we should be propping up, sending prayers to, and blasting it all over media. But now the left wants you to demonize not the person, the gun. It's not the gun that did it. This is just their far overreach of once again trying to take our Second Amendment away. and punish all of us law-abiding citizens that have the right to own our weapons and to carry our weapons. That was our God-given right, and I refuse to give it up. Now, before I go any further, allow me to bring in my second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers. Is that you or your brother? Who's on with me right now?
Lauren, I got a horrible hangnail last night, and I paid
$4. I didn't recognize the number.
Oh, yeah, she got a hangnail, and I had to put her down. So
I bet she's whining. Cry, baby.
What's up?
I got to get used to seeing the 612 number. I don't know why I thought it was Weathers.
Yeah, get it together.
Yeah. A lot happened in Minnesota. You're going to see this number a lot, Bobby.
Yeah. I just got to get used to the area code. Because usually Lorna's number pops up first and then yours.
Yeah, but her volume is crap. So as long as the two of us are sitting in the room, we use mine.
That's what happens when you buy phones from Walmart.
I know. Tell me about it.
So anywho, like I was saying, I'm sure you were listening. It's, and all these train derailments, nah, it's not coincidence.
No, hell no.
Yeah, we had a train derail here in Minnehuta, in Kandy, Ojai County up there, and it was spilt, ethanol.
Yeah, it was full of ethanol. That's what I'm saying. It's not just there. But look at the Ohio River near Kentucky, that barge that flipped over.
Thank God we have a great Secretary of Transportation like Pete Buttigieg.
You mean Buttfuck?
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. he's a hell of a show, isn't he?
They need to leave him home all the time so he can pretend to breastfeed.
Yeah, but like you were saying, these school shootings, I think it's bad parenting, horrible schools, and they're turning them out almost deliberately.
Yeah, but see, what gets me is that they say, and that's why I started the show tonight with don't memorialize the shooters. Because that's all freaking fake-ass news keep on doing, because they want to rile up the transgenders to go ahead and take up arms and do their little protest and start shooting people.
Don't you find it a little suspicious? Don't you find it a little suspicious that in the middle of a hearing about cracking down on the ATF, trying to make pistol braces illegal, all of a sudden, on the day of the final hearing, there's a school shooting with a pistol brace.
Sure. If you look back at the history of these school shootings, look what was going on at the time. History is repeating itself. And, you know, I give a lot of credit. Now, like I've said before, and I feel strongly about this, I back the police. I back the blue. I know in my heart of hearts there's bad, corrupted cops out there, but those that stick to the law and put themselves in harm's way, just like the two that took this shooter out, if we had more on the forces like them, Parkland school shooting would have never happened, because those pussies,
right,
all they did, stand outside the school, just like Uvalde, stood outside the school with the thumbs up their ass. It's not my job. Oh, I'm waiting for Commander so-and-so. Bullshit. And all the left does is politicize it, make it political, because they've said from day one that they were going to attack our Second Amendment right and make it that none of us are allowed, will ever have a weapon. And I know, you know, it's a lot being put on the Second Amendment, but just like a couple of these, a couple of guys that I follow, you know, they said it right too. They're like, you know, it is. It's all politicized. It's their way. They don't want guns in your home. They don't want you to have a gun. Well, you know what I say? Go fuck yourself. Have fun coming to try to take it away from you. Now, that's not a threat. That's just my personal opinion. You fucking left liberals, all their granny panties in a freaking uproar. Tight.
I'm just reading a little bit of something about that. They were the transgender was targeting Christians, and that when Biden was asked about it, he laughed about it.
Because he's an asshole.
I know he's an asshole.
He's a fucking retarded idiot. And that pissed me off with the way that he came out. The first thing he's talking about is stupid fucking ice cream. Shove it up your ass, man. You're the reason why we got trafficking going on, because you're allowing it.
Yeah, and see, we're not talking about the southern border now, because we all have all these distractions. He wants to ban assault rifles, and all of a sudden, oh, we have to talk about assault rifles. And at the same time, they're having on the pistol brace. The whole thing is just
You know what cracks me up, Mike? You know what cracks me up? Is that half those motherfuckers on that hearing couldn't explain to you what a freaking assault rifle is. How the hell are you going to be in charge of the ATF and not know the definition of an assault rifle?
Well, and it's the most popular.
But again, who the hell was it? Hobbs. That Hobbs bitch in Arizona. One of her cabinet members just got busted. Guess what for?
What?
Delivering fentanyl.
No way.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm mixing up two stories. The Hobbs situation, that her person resigned because of what she said about the shooting, this latest shooting. She resigned today. But California, I got to look it up, but a female from California that's supposedly some community leader, or I don't know. I don't know if she's a congresswoman or what, but she got busted for trafficking fentanyl.
One of Rand Paul's
aides
got stabbed.
One of his staff members.
Yeah,
stabbed in the face and the chest. And that son of a bitch just got out the day before from serving a 12-year prison sentence. That's what happens when you got a red state and a freaking Democratic DA.
Yeah.
Open that swinging door. Just let them in, let them out.
Jesus. 20 more months of this shit.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get their act together and boost him out of here ASAP.
Yeah, the Democrats get their act together. That's funny.
No, I'm not talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the rhinos and the freaking Republicans. Get them out of here.
There's no fighting them dogs, man. Bobby, we're leaning on the Republicans to help us out. We got what is it, 60 in the House, 60 in the Senate, and we have, what, 5 really good ones?
Yep.
That's just sick.
It is. I mean, you know. And it just keeps proving it with all these hearings. If you look at the way that they tore down Mayorkas, and he's still holding that position, you look at the Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family itself. Where's the accountability at? Because they should be behind fucking bars.
Did you hear in the middle of the First Amendment right hearing, and Elon Musk just flooded Matt Taibbi. You know Matt Taibbi, the old Rolling Stones journalist. He's kind of a right-wing guy.
He's a decent guy.
He got all that information, and he's just telling it like it is. And lo and behold, he gets a knock on his door from IRS agents.
Yep, on the day that he testified.
I know it. This couldn't be more fucking Corleone family shit going on.
Yep, and I didn't get a chance to hear what Rand Paul was saying, but supposedly he told Fox News something. He was telling them something about tell me that the weaponization of the IRS isn't targeting those against the left, especially during hearings.
Well, that's even in that's what I was saying about Rand Paul's aide gets stabbed, and they make it act like a random just act on the street. There's no possible way it was Antifa. No, this was just a random act. Oh, really? Well, how about we make knives illegal? The dude was stabbed, right?
Right.
No talk of that, though.
Oh, hell no.
And the Second Amendment right specifically states firearms.
Yep.
Arms, to be more exact. And, that would include a knife. Arms, yep, arms. I didn't mean to say firearms. That was stupid. Sorry, sorry. I meant to say arms.
Right.
Sheep and barrel.
I knew what you meant.
That, yeah.
But,
I want to see a hearing on how we...
And it says right there, will not be infringed.
Yeah, if we're not going to ban knives and they stab, then that pretty much sets us free. We got...
Let me tell you something. You could kill somebody with a freaking spoon.
Oh, yeah.
My brother stabbed me with one of them, or threw one at me, or opened my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm
eight months and 1 year?
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. I hope the people of it. Anyhow, there's a lot of them out there, like DOA and all that, you know. The NRA... That dude should sell one of his yachts and maybe toss some money to a lawyer and give us a little hand here.
Yeah, that ain't never going to happen. He's only into receiving money, not giving it.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of help fighting through this over the next year or so. I mean, eventually they'll drop it and they'll try to get on more, transvestite rights and stuff like that. And hopefully try to push a different agenda for a little while. But right now, boy, yeah, hard and heavy. The Second Amendment has never been backed into a corner. Not my lifetime.
Did you see the gun right nuts that are not gun right? They did a protest at their freaking... town hall or capitol, their capitol building.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that are against anybody who owns the gun.
Yep, that was one of the hearings where the dude, God, I forget his name, it's Bonzo or Mr. Bonio or something, the guy who invented the arm brake, and he is SB Tactical. And that's kind of
where
they're going. I saw that in the video, and then I seen another video where they actually had a dude down in the hallway with the three Capitol Police holding them down, and I thought, this is the Senate, for God's sake, or Congress.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, I don't know if it was Tennessee, but they just had, those that are against guns, they just had a protest inside their Capitol building.
That is not Robert's rule of law. This is not how we conduct business in America, where you can come in and upset a hearing like that. I mean,
look at the two senators that went off. You got the one that was a Republican that is for our Second Amendment. And you got the idiot that was running his mouth right after the shooting in the hallway. And he goes at the Republican. You have no right not signing the ban of these AR-15s. And he's going off and off. And the Republican just kept on telling him, he's like, Second Amendment right will not be infringed.
Yeah, they don't get
Bozeman or Bauman was the senator's name that was in the hall yelling that shit.
Yeah, they've said it for so long, I think the young people believe it. When a cop shoots a black man, it's a cop. But when a black man shoots a black man, it's a gun. You have to place the blame on different things in different situations. And I think people honestly believe that.
They do because they listen to the fake news. They listen to the left.
That's why I honestly think the Second Amendment is, it needs, it, we need a lot of these, yeah. I don't know.
Because, you know, another person that's really pissed off at this stuff that I listen to a lot is Dan Bongino. Man, he is living.
Yeah, I like him. He gets rowdy. He's a little, yeah, buzzhead, like a New York Italian dude. He,
well, he's been through it all, man. He was a Secret Service agent. Then he was an NYPD for a while.
Oh.
He was on Obama's detail.
Oh. Oh. I didn't know that. I like him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because he tells the truth. There's not many that I trust and I follow, but so far, Bongino, and there's another guy out there too, Benny Johnson.
Well, and as much as I bitch is, we don't have enough Republicans. When you hear the pistol brace here, when you see the pistol hearings in the Senate, they got Jim Gordon, I tell you, Matt Gaetz, he just shined, man. He came out and just hammered, said facts, and just got that little, what is it, safety for all town. I don't know. He's one of them dudes who he talks like he knows, but he doesn't. And he had solid ones in there, you know.
Yeah.
I have to say.
He's young. Let me tell you something. He's young, but he's a pit bull.
Yeah. Yep. And we had, you know, some of the old timers. They went out there and did really good. I was impressed by the, you know, they did let the right ones in there, you know. The right ones were in the hearing to hold, stand the ground of the Constitution.
Right.
But we'll see how it comes out.
And that's what pisses me off. That's why I try not to watch a lot of the stuff, because the media forever has, you know, constantly pumping up the news with fake shit and with these shootings. Instead of talking more about the families that are affected by it, they want to put the shooter on the pedestal.
Yep, kind of like the George Floyd thing.
Exactly.
Holy shit, yeah. We're still driving around.
They've had to replace that or fix that statue in New Jersey of him so many times. I don't know why they just don't tear it down, because people are going to still fuck with it.
Yeah.
It don't belong there.
Well, it depends on your city, you know. There's only a handful of me in this city, but most of them are liberal, and they love the fact that we lost a chunk of our city on 38th in Chicago, which is a popular right attract. You have to go around it. Somehow the people in Minneapolis accept that. They think it's great. That tells me the majority of people just eat shit, you know. There's a bunch of liberals that just say, oh, yeah, we got to give them that corner. That's reparations.
Come on, you know, and it's just like them being hypocritical, saying, you know, ban all AR-15s. Okay, well, why don't you disarm your special detail security that follows you around and keeps your house safe?
Give them
deep guns to carry.
That's because they're the elite. It's good for them, but you shouldn't have the same protection they have. They can't control you got that kind of protection.
Right. But it's just funny because every time that a shooting comes up, and it don't matter if anybody was hurt or not, that's the first thing that the left goes is, oh, gun control. That's not the answer, idiot.
And like you say, splash the shooter's face all over the TV and repeat his name 1,000 times in 3 days. That doesn't help.
Yeah, because they want to get their side riled up so bad to go out and do what they did at during Floyd, and turn around and say, oh, it's all because of the Republicans.
Well, and their little angry transgender community is pretty damn small. They don't really want to get up in arms. They have no reps.
Well,
I mean, they
got... Why you said that transgender girl, there's a transgender girl, guy, whatever you want to call it, that has their own Instagram and some other social media thing that literally came out and said, yeah, that's right, it's a man pretending to be a woman, is a former Marine, I think, from the military, spent time in the military, who's ranting and raving on all of his social media about, you know, how he's going to take control of those that oppose transgenderism. Now, if that ain't a threat, I don't know what is.
Well, men don't need tampons. I can't get pregnant. I'm not doing this. I don't care what the fuck they do.
According to the kids that believe in these 72 different genders, they believe that a man can get pregnant. If that's the case, the first man to get pregnant would be a millionaire because they don't have the female parts.
Another thing that's suspicious. Islamic terrorists get 72 virgins when they terrorize, and 72 different genders. Those Islam going up in heaven.
But
numbers shouldn't coordinate like that. So, you know, something's weird.
Yep. Well, it's just like I said, you know, there is 2 Qurans. You got the Islamic terrorists that believe in 1 Quran, and then you got the actual religious Islam that is almost similar in some parts to our Bible.
There's, I think, very few parallels there. Well, I don't know. I've never read the Quran. So
no,
you're probably right.
I've read both of them. And let me tell you, the extremist one is, that's the one that Ilhan Omar swore in when she was elected into Congress.
Yeah. You have to look with holy, a kind of a spiritual belief, you know, that guy, if an eye for an eye was true, everybody would be blind. I forget who said
it. Yeah. You're right.
Got to be careful with some of those scriptures and all there. You have to get into them. And, yeah, there might be a lot. Quran.
But again, you know, they shouldn't be attacking anybody's religion. But, you know, you left it so far up everybody's butt.
Yeah, we're losing churches to beat the band in Minneapolis. The one, 3-4 blocks from my town. Shit. Here's. Yeah. They're closing and they're getting burnt and they're just, mosques are popping up everywhere. And you don't even know.
Oh,
it's a day and you look and there's a ton of Somalis sitting out in front of this building and there's cars everywhere and, oh, that's a mosque. They meet every, I don't pay that close enough, but whatever day they meet on, but tell you. Put us here and there. Oh, hey, look at the gathering. That's this one. Come on. I'm sure the mosques.
Most of them are.
Yeah, I think mosques outnumber churches here in Minneapolis now.
Oh, they're popping up all over now.
And I don't know where you'd get that information. Nobody's ever going to say the truth.
Oh, of course not. They don't like the truth. They like their truth. And again, it just comes back down to this administration wanting to control everybody. Everything you think, everything you eat, and take your weapons away. That's all they're worried about.
See, they got to get rid of the boomers and the Gen Xers before they can make anybody believe that a man is a woman. That
right.
Is such not.
Right.
But you can see how they're grooming the generations. You know, they're indoctrinated with this communist bullshit, and there's American-born kids who don't like America. And I think, oh my. Who pounded that into your, you know, if you could just visit.
That's what they're teaching in school.
You think communism is, go over to fucking Cuba for a month, you know, go down to Venezuela for a month and experience a little of what true communism is.
That's one of the things I was so glad of my service time was visiting third world countries and seeing how they live.
Mm-hmm. And seeing the
now,
education system.
Right. And, you know, bringing the pictures back home and saying, you wouldn't last one friggin' week, let alone a day, if you had to go by, you know, living the way they live. And it's not by choice.
Yeah, go to Cuba. Let's see if you get unemployment when you get laid off from your job.
How you fellas doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you know, those shooters, those trans, I think they was injected with puberty blockers. It's been doing a lot of this shooting. Am I right or wrong? The ones that they recorded have come to mention.
I believe they were. That and on top of that, also getting the poison shot.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. Well, they should not be allowed to go into the military. I'm going to tell you why. Years ago, and it probably is still that way, but if you have ever been put on Ritalin, the military wouldn't take you. If you was ever
right.
on Ritalin as a kid, the military wouldn't take you. So what's the hell
right.
difference between that and these puberty blockers?
I think Ritalin is bad. Puberty blockers are worse. Because Ritalin, you can quit taking puberty blockers, never mature. Once you've taken them, that's it.
Yep.
Now and then another thing, they shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Right off the bat, the way they want to apply this in gun control, well, those who have taken these puberty blockers, they're like a walking time bomb, a ticking time bomb. They shouldn't be allowed to have weapons.
I was never in the military, but I always said that when I heard this shit, there's transition people that would you want that person to have your back in a foxhole? When they're doing 7 medications a day and you never know, you know, hormone swings, mood swings. They got all this medication in their system and they're just not dependable. I wouldn't want, you're not on my fucking team. Hell no. Especially in a military situation. So, no, you're right. It's,
that's the thing too, is that, you know,
you're willing
to make
bad decisions.
Right. Right. Yeah. But the main problem that you keep on bringing up, which, you know, to some extent I do agree, it's mental health issue. But
absolutely,
if they would take, if the alphabet soup would take more time looking at everybody that is mentally demented, looking at their social media, and take more time looking into the backgrounds instead of worrying about, oh, well, who's talking about Trump today? Who's going against what we feel is right and we think is right. If they would take them people instead of suppressing the First Amendment and go and actually check these people's backgrounds out, they'd find that this last shooter was classified as having a mental problem.
They all are, Bobby. Every time they find out who the shooter is, it's always, if they'd have been paying attention, they'd have figured it out. It started back with fucking Hillary Clinton when she was the first lady. She says, it takes a village. Remember that bullshit back in the night? It takes a village to raise a child. No, the parents raised the child. The schools should keep fucking indoctrination away from children. But parents let go. And the teachers get to drill whatever freaky, blue-haired, neck-tattooed bullshit they want to spill on the kids. And then they hang out with friends who got really bad ideas. And the parents don't pay attention. None of these kids are really
problem.
It doesn't take a village to raise children. The parents raise children. And it's the parents.
Parents nowadays don't pay attention.
It's everybody. We are creating monsters now because we've lost the family structure. The nuclear family has been fucking blown apart like a nuclear bomb. And now the village raises your kid. Well, the village is going to fuck your kid up. They got bad ideas.
Here's the thing.
Young kids who can't make their mind. Color fucking shirt they want to wear, and now you're letting them tell the parents what they want to do? That's we're all wrong. We are all wrong right now. We're out of balance.
Right.
Parents raise kids. You need a nuclear family. If there's not a father in the house, the boys don't get the proper fucking training to grow up to be a man. And they need a mother to soft touch them because I always did. The old man had kicked my ass, and Ma was always holding the cold rag on my face. So, and that's what creates a man. And without the nuclear family, then the village raises the kid, and like I say, I look around my community, and we got Nero's a George with a halo above his head. What does that tell you about how the village is going to raise your fucking kid? I don't any kid that comes out normal these days, who comes out of college and can actually think his way out of a wet paper bag, I'm amazed at that. That kid is brilliant. He's a fucking genius, because navigating your way through the horse shit that America families have turned into, why we're seeing bullshit every day and this horrible behavior, sinful, disgraceful, rotten shit children were turning out. And it's an inanimate object's fault. It's not the way we've just taken these kids from tiny little kids and steered them through this maze of din and horrible bullshit without a father figure and a good solid mother and a family that you respect more than the fucking kid down the block.
Good old-fashioned ass whooping would do it.
And these women are pissed off. The women are saying they can't find a good man. Well, hell, you don't want raising these boys. All they are is males. They're not men. You raising the boys, and you're dissatisfied with what you got to choose from.
You're right. Exactly right.
They took spanking away from children, too. You know, I mean, they didn't take it away, but if a kid goes to school and says, my dad paddled my little hiney because he told me not to get on a chair and go up and try to get the ice cream, and I did, and that chair broke, and the ice cream fell out, and he spanked me. Oh, that's child abuse. No, that's raising a child.
Yep.
See what was going on in Kentucky? About the transgender, the state is trying to stop from having the surgery done for minors, and there's a whole big protest and stuff that are trying to make it so they can.
No, the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh showed up to that, and I watched some of them hearings, and they actually did. That's child abuse. If you're not 18, you can't.
These protesters actually work a real job?
Immediately after the school shootings. Huh?
Do these protesters have a real job?
Yeah, protesting. They get paid to go out there and protest, man. They got Klaus Schwab and George Soros money, and they fund these fucking programs, and the Democratic government probably matches that funding, and they pay all these people to put out their narrative. This is what we want you to say. Here, carry these signs. These hollow-headed, fucking indoctrinated people don't know what's good or bad. They just do what they're told and what they're paid for. Just my opinion. Allegedly.
But that's what, you know, that's what I'm saying, because, I mean, I know the Antifa little sissies are all out of their wits because Soros didn't finish paying them.
Well, no. See, George Soros funds the government, and the Antifa is merely the militant arm of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and sometimes undercover FBI agents.
Yeah, but nobody ever did anything to anybody who burnt down our country in summer of 2020. But boy, they are sure after those January 6th. Oh, did you hear about Jason Chandler? They found him innocent.
I saw
and they're going to keep
him.
they're going to release him 14 months early, so they're keeping him for what they say, 9 more months? He's innocent, and they're not releasing him immediately. That's not justice. That's fuck you.
No.
He's found guilty.
None of them
you let him
in jail.
I want to see him out of jail tonight. He's been proven innocent.
Yes.
Let him out. You hang on to him until May. That's stupid, silly. That's not justice. That's our judicial system gone awry. The World Economic Forum paying the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party buying our justice system, the FBI, the DOJ, the ATF. The IRS has 85,000 more agents this year and $80 billion. This is, this is, everything is, I don't know how I got in this dimension, Bobby. This is fucked up. Somehow I need to wake up. You know,
it ain't the fucking horrible country I serve, that.
But we got you boys out there. We keep on fighting. Right, brothers?
Yeah. You can't let up.
Ooh, bro.
Well, those guys, them protesters in Kentucky should be looked at as insurrectionists. You remember when the Black Panthers, walked in the California General Assembly floor with weapons, causing the General Assembly members to vacate the place? Well, that was an insurrection.
It's right. Fucking what? San Francisco, 1968 or something, right?
Yeah, around that time.
Yeah,
they should be claimed as insurrection. Then you know another funny thing too. In this present committee, January 6th committee now, where you got Benny Thomas from Mississippi as the chairman. Well, he was part of our affectionate to insurrectionist separatist group called the Republic of New Africa.
Yep.
Who was in gunfights with police officers, and police officers got killed.
Yep.
Terrorist orders.
The mayor of Mississippi, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Chukwuma Lumumba, was a member of the Republic of New Africa. Now his son is mayor of Jackson, about to run the place into the ground.
Oh, but we're just conspiracy theorists.
He's terrorist in his action. How the what kind of unity actually votes for? I can see it happening. I used to live in the house of Leonard Richards. Leonard Richards killed his sister-in-law and his brother and something, stuck him down the drain. He got caught. They put him in prison, 25 years. While he was in prison, he ran for treasurer of the state of Minnesota, and the fucker got like 15,000 votes. And it was like, who the hell's in the voting booth? This dude's a murderer sitting in prison. He just happens to be really intelligent, and he knew how to get his name on the ballot. And you fuckers voted for him. So the vote has been blind for, shit, that was back in the 70s, I think, or 80s, maybe.
Well, hell, when Marion Barry came out of prison, they reelected him to D.C., he's a crackhead.
Oh. They had him on fish, smoking crack. and he was Washington, D.C. Wasn't he D.C. mayor?
That's right.
Marion Barry.
Black mayor.
Yeah. The capital of our country. He's the mayor of the city. of our capital, and he's smoking crack
and crack. And look at half the politicians in there now.
Oh, fuck. They should have enough on the Biden family. See, this is what's the problem with the DOJ, you know. The FBI is all over Trump for paying a woman to be quiet. No. The act of prostitution is illegal. But if you pay someone to not say anything, there's no law against that. And we're going after Trump. And there's Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Haley Biden, all receiving money from China and a little to the big guy. And the FBI can't figure that shit out, huh?
Oh, they can, but, they're part of the problem.
He buys a gun illegally and throws it in a dumpster. He has his brother's ex-wife, who he's fucking, throw it in a dumpster behind a high school. And
dispose of it illegally.
You know, yeah, no ATF with that gun deal. No fucking DOJ, the justice system, on his dealings with China and Ukraine. And where's the DEA when you got videos of him buying crack and bitching? He's smoking crack in the bathtub. Where's the DEA? We got all these federal agencies run by Democrats. They can't figure nothing out about Hunter. That's weird.
That's why. I told you before. Democrats are above the law, man.
United States have formed a fifth column within this country. A fifth column that's hell-bent on bringing this country down. And they're in these agencies. They're in the AFT. They're in the FBI. In the IRS. They're in either there are people that have been that's out of their mind, or either these people are aliens, one of the two. And I believe some of them are aliens. Just look at them.
Lizard people. Yeah. Lizard people, you see their eyes go kind of cat eye.
Look at Adam Schiff's eyes. If that don't look like a damn lizard, I don't know what to tell you. Look at these long necks. Look at these long necks.
I've seen it, brother. They are. And they're in the White House.
Hell, no wonder Trump didn't get half the things he wanted to have done. He had to fight all that mess that's in the White House. And you still got the influence of that damn Barack Obama.
Imagine what he could have done without all that pushback. I think we truly would have been great again if they'd have just let him go.
Yeah.
Energy self-sufficient, unemployment at an all-time low. Putting tariffs on the countries that have been fucking us the whole time. Making NATO pay their share. The other countries in NATO pay their fair share. Fuck, he was on a roll, man. 8 years of that, we'd have been getting pretty. However, he did do a few things that kind of pissed me off. I would still vote for Trump, don't get me wrong. I just have a few little quirks with him. When he wanted to call bump stocks a machine gun, that's against the Second Amendment. It's a piece of plastic. You can't call a piece of plastic a machine gun. Come on, Don. Work with us here. It's Second Amendment. And he said on the red flag laws, well, if you know they're crazy, take the guns first, then take them to court. And I thought, ooh, fuck, that stung. My eardrums just burned when I heard that coming out of his mouth. And like I say, still love the man. I know he's the best person for president. Everybody could use improvement, I guess. But, yeah, I didn't like those two things he did. And as it turned out, unconstitutional to make bunk stops illegal, and red flag laws won't stick. There's no way you can actually apply them and have them work, function the way you meant it to work on paper. Don't work like that. But take the guns before we take them to court. Come on. Okay.
They just, I'm just reading, they're saying Donald Trump was indicted by Manhattan grand jury on more than 30 counts of related to business fraud.
Oh, good God.
Hmm.
It's probably 30 counts less than any regular businessman in New York.
Yeah, I want to see how the hell they're going to proceed with it.
Well, just because some asshole wrote it doesn't mean it's fact.
Right. No.
I got to read it. Reliable source and a lot of reliable sources.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe nothing until it actually happens.
Yeah.
With these people, anyway.
I'd like to think if he was indicted, it would double his votes.
Oh, it will.
Know? Come on, guys. Let's go. We got the guy.
Well, it did with Mary and Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just had an active shooter today at the Joint Air Base in Andrews.
Oh, God.
Where the Air Force One is located.
How many?
Yes, they have active.
Yeah.
They just said Joint Base Andrews is on lockdown after an individual carrying an AR-15 rifle was reported near base housing just before 3 p.m. today.
Gee, and that's bullshit right now, because soldiers don't carry AR-15s. Didn't you guys use M1s?
On a military base, yeah. I would think they'd be carrying M16s.
Oh, I thought there was a more modern version called the M1. Not everybody carries the same weapon, but yeah, okay, M16, fully automatic. That's M16, what a soldier carries.
M4s.
Yeah. See. And now they're saying, ooh, this soldier had an AR-15. I know a lot of soldiers, and none of them would want an AR-15 to go to war. If you're going to battle.
No. Hey, I'm willing to bet when they look into it, the guy was probably taking it out of his car from the range and taking it into his house.
Yeah, probably.
Possibly, more than likely.
Yeah, personal.
Well, hell, they have active shooters in Chicago every damn day.
Yeah, right.
Minneapolis, too, pretty much.
And they lost Lori Lightfoot. So hopefully we can lose Fry here in Minneapolis.
And Walsh.
He's tearing Minneapolis down in Walsh. Oh.
Those prosecutors don't prosecute black gun criminals. And, you know, here's the thing, too. Black males make up about 4.5%, 5% of the U.S. population. Those in the age range of criminality probably make up less than that. And they're the ones that's committing over 50% of the homicides and 30% of rape as reported by white female victims. Yeah, they should be rounded up, maybe. I don't know. And then these prosecutors let them out,
Yep, revolving door of justice. And they say black people are killed by police in proportionate to white people. They're absolutely right. In 2022 in Minneapolis, 9 black guys were shot by police. 19 white guys were shot by police.
In Chicago, from Memorial Day 2019 to Memorial Day 2020, 4,875 blacks were shot by other blacks with 745 murdered. Not one, count them, not one white police officer shot anybody. Can you imagine that?
And none of it ever hit the news, huh?
You have to look for it in the paper. Look what I done. The next year, that Memorial Day to Memorial Day, you had 4,661 with 661 murdered. Not one shot by a white police officer.
Poor boys in blue. And to put up with the last
and damn
years.
Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot put a rule out that a police officer can't chase someone on foot. I asked, well, what about the goddamn police dogs? I guess they supposed to catch an Uber, huh?
Yeah, right.
I know a gal who lives and works in Chicago. I keep telling her, oh, I hear all this scary shit. She says, I walk to work about 4 miles away from where my condo is. And there are parts of Chicago that are working fine, I guess. You know? Well, she says,
well, the criminals be up all night. The criminals be out all night. They probably sleep when she go to work.
That's true, too.
Well,
yeah, but I hear all this horrible stuff, and I talk to a gal who actually lives there. And but like I say, she lives in a little pocket. I think that she's actually well-to-do with Tiffany. Well, she does pretty well.
Oh, Tiffany.
Tiff Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
So I imagine she's in a kind of upper echelon neighborhood, but I would like to hear somebody who has.
I was listening to the NPR program. They was complaining about how whites move out of the community. I called in and say, well, hell, blacks move too. They don't stay there. They move.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where they move to? They move to predominantly white areas that have a nearly 100% white police department. Well, then that just kills your argument that it's about they being scared of being killed by white police.
Well, the head of BLM took all that donated money and was buying $6 million mansions in California in all white neighborhoods. And they caught her red-handed. And
that's right. She didn't buy in Crenshaw, in the Crenshaw area of Los Angeles, did she? Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Buy a house in Compton there, Colors. And nope. She bought her and her brother a house in gated white community. And she's the founder, I believe, of Black Lives Matter. But I heard it on the news, so take it with a grain of salt.
And that damn George Floyd, hell, he was a porn star. Called him, his nickname was Mr. Landlord.
Yeah, when they released his criminal file, it was like, wow. You know, this was not a very nice guy. But they sure love him around here now.
The Trayvon Martin case. that woman that was doing the testifying is supposed to have been his girlfriend. That wasn't the one that was on the phone with him. It was another lady. And the mother, Trayvon's mother, had a letter that was supposed to have came from the heavyset lady, and come to find out she couldn't even write. The letter was written in cursive. She can't write in cursive.
Yeah, they did a lot of
stuff. It's a video. It's a video on YouTube called the Trayvon Martin hoax. Watch it.
Trayvon Martin was the Kenosha one?
No, that was the one in Florida, where Zimmerman was the block watcher.
Okay.
Yeah. Check out Trayvon Martin hoax. It reveals all that. You had one reporter that came out and done an investigation through phone records, the ping of phone records, which everybody should have had. It talks about, it shows where the attorney Crump said that he pushed the woman into the testimony. And she said herself she failed. She said herself she was guilty. So why come the prosecutor, the DA there in Florida, pick up on that? We in some dry times here in the United States. One thing I can say is that you better protect your kids, keep your kids away from these assholes, and you better buy weapons. Weapons and ammunition.
Oh, yeah. Keep your kids away from all the, you know, the freakiest thing I've heard lately is pedophile is kind of looking down on your name, so they want to be called minor attracted adults. And I thought, oh my God, if you can't hammer on pedophiles, then what have we come to? Pure sin and degradation. Pedophiles wanting a nicer title. Oh, my God. Yeah, sending your kids to public school is poisoning them.
Don't forget about the Furbies.
Poison. What's a Furby?
Kids that think they're cats, putting litter boxes in the bathroom.
Yeah. They have litter boxes in the bathroom in some public schools of kids they think they're cats.
That's what Lorna just said. That's the first time I heard that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We just going deep. Wow.
It just goes to show you how far, you know, far out of their minds they are.
Being there in Dearborn, you hear about what happened in Dearborn, Michigan. At a school board meeting, when all Dearborn is the majority Muslim American, so they came out in mass complaining at the school board meeting about the filthy stuff that's available and being presented to their kids. Well, lo and behold, a lot of them ends up on the no-fly list. And now, isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
Or actually tackled.
That's not a coincidence now, is it? Just like you were saying earlier, Mike, about Taibbi getting, you know, the IRS at his house when he was in testifying.
It's just too directed. You know, now you're blatant about picking enemies. Anybody against your narrative is an enemy. You've shown your cards now.
He shouldn't have opened the door. He should have, as IRS come to your damn house, you ain't got no business opening the door for him. call the sheriff.
Nope. Yep.
Up there in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, the school board voted that they're going to lay off white teachers first before black teachers.
Yep, I heard that. And we
what
are
kind of
a,
community mess is that?
We're a trans-sanctuary state now. And when Governor Tim Walz on TV was signing the bill into law, he had like a 12-year-old boy with titties and long hair standing right next to him clapping. And I thought, if that isn't the most blatant child abuse, molestation, just incredulous, creepy, fucking right on TV, thrown in my face.
Why would you have a 12-year-old boy in a case like that? He can't vote. He's a kid. Where's his parents? So you've taken control of this 12-year-old boy out of the hands of his children, the same way that Joe Biden said that teachers have a right under Title IX to decide for a child before the parents do.
Yeah, but see, he did it on the back of Tennessee's new law that you can't transition children. Doctors are felons if they transition children before the age of 18. And now right on the back of that, Tim Walz in Minnesota says, we are a transsexual sanctuary state where if you're 13 and you want to transition, we will protect you from your parents and the law. That's how
that right there is criminality. He's promoting criminality.
Yes.
Yep.
He's promoting letting a 13-year-old tell the parents what's going on and how things are going to work instead of the other around. That's the problem with children, child, not the fucking parents.
Well, you know that Minnesota has all.
Minnesota is protecting that. If you're 13,
Minnesota has always been an experiment. You know that, don't you?
Huh?
Minnesota has always Minnesota has been an experiment for a long time.
And Democrat all my life.
And you know, I'm a American black, so I can talk about this. Minnesota has been an experiment for a long time of mixing blacks and whites together. You had another town, Shakers, Ohio, was the same way.
Minnesota was one of the first to take busing on, where all of a sudden, instead of going to the school in your neighborhood, kids from the north side were being bused to the south side and kids vice versa. I remember that back in the fucking 70s. I went to school in the 70s. And that was the first time we were busing kids in from out of too far to walk to school.
Yeah, you couldn't go in St. Louis. In St. Louis, they had schools, magnet schools, and black kids around the corner couldn't go there because there wasn't enough whites being bused from the county into the magnet school. So if you was black and you lived around the corner across, you couldn't go to the school because there was empty seats that were supposed to be filled for whites. So it was trying to bus whites into the school district to forcefully integrate them. That was some dumbass shit.
I've seen it all my life. I just assumed it was happening everywhere. I only knew what was happening around me.
They don't give a damn about the education of those kids. The kids are dead left, especially in the inner city. Those kids can't even read and write. They can't read for sure. they can't read at high school level. 75% of black males in Los Angeles school district can't read at level. And then they're talking about having a black history and CRT. Well, hell, what the kids going to read with Braille? They can't read.
Boy, I miss the good old days, man. I remember grade school in the 60s. There was a way the girls would draw an A, and there's a way a boy would draw an A. And there was a masculine and feminine way. I remember in, like, fourth grade when we were starting to write, the teacher even said girls should draw their A with a tail behind it, and boys should draw their A with a, like a typewriter does it, where you got a hook on the top and a little bubble on the bottom. And girls did the bubble tail behind it. And if you were a boy and you put a feminine A in, she wouldn't give you credit for that. I remember that. I learned how to draw A's the masculine way, and I do it to this day. And now boys should be girls. Good God. We've come a long way, man, in just fucking, what, 50 years? Yeah.
So on this stuff with Trump, they said that he paid, I don't know about these 30, but this stuff with these, they say that he paid these women, and it was to promote his campaign. Well, what did Hillary Clinton do with the dossier? Did not she have pay for the dossier? Was that not to promote her campaign too? Why come my ass
yep.
ain't in jail? I'm being indicted.
Exactly.
Hell, sometimes you have these women come at you. And I think that anybody that use women like that, but it needs to be punished. But hell, you got women that does this shit intentionally. They come up and they try to trap people. Like, well, rather than fighting it in the public, you say, well, look, how much you want? And go away. Stormy Daniel was countersued for almost $300,000 by Trump. And you think that's something, look at poor Mike Tyson. You got some woman coming out to him for some stuff that happened 30 damn years ago.
Yep.
At least they say that. Who in the hell was around 30 years can remember that?
Right.
It's not illegal to pay a woman to be quiet. It's illegal to pay her for sex. That's prostitution. We have a law for that. But we don't have a law that says you can't pay a woman to not say something. You want her to be quiet, you give her a bunch of money, and there's no law that says you can't do that.
Well, if it's
no,
legal
it's
to pay her for sex, why come she's not being locked up for selling illegal stuff?
Wow. Huh, lopsided FBI? No, that can't be it.
Again, we need to just start over, man. Just get rid of them all and start over.
Well, and Trump was the one guy in office who was trying to flush the swamp, but the swamp fucking got him like quicksand, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a questionable vote. You know, as much as I hate to hear that the vote was stolen, I can never forget going to bed with him leading in leaps and bounds and waking up the next morning and Biden won. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, the votes were stolen. I was talking to a guy in Atlanta, and he said the next damn election, people was coming around collecting ballots after the damn election.
In 2020,
yep.
I had over a half a dozen mail-in ballots mailed to me. They would only do that if they think you're a Democrat and you're going to mail them all in. And I threw them away as they came in the mail, and I wish like hell I had the forethought to just save every one of them that came. And I could prove I got 6 mail-in ballots in 2020 mailed to my house where I could fill it out and mail it back. 6 of them mailed to my house.
And shit, people like George Soros doing what he does, is that not election interference? They talk about Russia interfering with the election. Well, isn't that George Soros interfering with the election?
What about Twitter?
He's interfering with, yeah, Twitter, Facebook.
They silenced all conservative voices. All anybody heard when they got on Twitter, and somehow Twitter is everybody's thing. All they heard was the liberal point of view, and well, this is the way to go. Communism, we'll just give you money. You'll live like a king.
I'm not no TikTok user either.
That socialist fucking twist. Yep, we're just going to help money, see? And you're going to be all just fine. So you're standing in a fucking cheese line, and the cheese runs out right when it's your turn.
It's just like the federal government and this damn stuff about the federal land. Biden signed off on a lease, oil exploration and drilling lease in Alaska. Federal government stands to make $11 billion off of fees. Well, here's the point, y'all. That is not the federal government land. That is the state of Alaska's land. There's nothing in the Constitution that authorized the federal government to have those type lands. Those lands belong to the state. If anybody benefit from all exploration and drilling in their state, it should go to the state.
Yeah.
Even when it's out in the ocean. If you got oil drilling going on in the ocean that's encompassed on either side by a state boundary, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, even on the East Coast, where everything that goes on in between those lines, that revenue should go to the state and the people of the state. Could you imagine how well off a state would be, the people would be, if they was able to hold on to that revenue rather than giving it to the federal government, whereas then it ends up any goddamn place, including the Ukraine.
Sure, that's why they don't want it to happen.
Well, that's why there's separation of federal and state government, because some states do allow it. I have a friend who lives in Colorado, and every couple months he gets a check. Because when he bought his home, he bought the mineral rights. So he owns the land that he lives on. And once in a while, they send him a check for $70. Sometimes it's $700. But he gets these checks every once in a while just because he bought the mineral rights when he bought the house. And that's how that state operates. That the excavators, the oil and gas and taconite and whatever they're mining out from under your house, they pay you for it. And they have lateral drilling now. They go down 5,000 feet. I don't know what they're doing, and they can go lateral sideways and go right under your house. And then they send you a check every couple months. Now, Minnesota would never do that. And a lot of states, like you said, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, they're just extracting oil out of the Gulf and nobody gets any money because that's what the states have done.
Well, you know, here's another thing, too. Why do you have to have two damn EPAs? Is not the state EPA knowing better than the federal?
The EPA is federal. That's why they can't be trusted. Like I said last week, the last thing you want to hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Because that's when I fucked up. But no, that's where Chevron deference came in, and with the EPA against Chevron. And these federal agencies, some of these agencies are totally fucking out of hand. You know, the EPA
is really out of hand.
And the ATF is doing it today. They just get out of hand.
Look at that derailment in Palestine, Ohio. Was it not the federal EPA that recommended to burn the damn spill? Why come they just didn't offload it, pump it from the overturned train cars to mobile tankers, and you wouldn't have had no goddamn fire? So why are they going to charge the railroad for the results of the fire when it was probably the EPA that said set it on fire and burn it?
Oh, exactly. That's what I mean. When the government shows up, that's when all the bad decisions flare up. We just had a train pile up in Kandy, Ojai County here in Minnesota yesterday. 20-car pile up, and the cars were filled with ethanol. And I don't know that much about ethanol, but they said there's toxicity leaking into the ground. It's the viscosity is thinner than water. It goes right through the soil into the reservoirs, and it's not good for you. And
well, ethanol is what's in your gasoline.
Where's Pete Buttigieg up here making sure that we are going to straighten out the railroad tracks, because there's been 20 crashes since Ohio, for God's sake. What the fuck's going on? A rail system ain't working. It's incompetence from top to bottom.
I don't know how the federal government got involved in the trains anyway, but they are.
The Secretary of Transportation, which is, yeah, you're right. These are private companies trying to run in a capitalist system, which... But they say we need federal regulation because trains go between states. See, once you cross a straight state line, it's federal. The states can...
The federal government get involved with contracts?
Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah, how does the federal government get involved in the contracts between the train workers and the company?
Well, see, those are unions, and they're usually Democrat-backed. And there's federal unions because they have unions, like plumbers unions, carpenters unions, they're federal. They do go across state lines. You have a pension, an internet, and a local pension. And the unions operate, federally, because they operate in all states. That's why there's national codes where it's unacceptable to build less than whatever anywhere in the country. But then the states can apply them codes stricter if they want, or less, you know. I don't know how we got it, man. In other words, I'm just talking in circles.
Don't you always?
Pretty much.
I got to quit doing that. Lorna's going to have me put down.
Yeah, I just, you know... It's just, I don't know, this whole country's screwed up right now.
Yeah.
Well, I would recommend people get involved with their local convention or state. That would be the last thing to do to put the power back into the hands of the states and take it away from the federal government. If that don't work, then, well, we can all imagine what the next thing is going to be.
If you're Democrat-backed, it's very dangerous. We have up here what we call the Minnesota Gun Caucus. Excuse me, guys, I'm swallowing. And the head of the Minnesota Gun Caucus is this cat named Dorr. He came up when they were going to ban assault rifles, 10-round magazines, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Same, you know, the California Stein shit. You know, we're bringing it here. And this cat comes walking in from the Minnesota Gun Caucus, and he says, listen, gun owners in Minnesota have money, and they'll give it to us to fight you. And if you vote this bill into law, we will campaign for your opponent next election cycle. Plain and simple. We're going to vote you out of office. Oh, my God, you can't threaten us like that. Listen, if you threaten us like that again, we can have you thrown out of this hearing. And I thought, oh, my God, he just made a statement. And, oh, you threatened my power, and we're not going to have it. No, we just said we're campaigning for your opponent because this is unconstitutional. And the fact that they took it as a threat showed me the Democrats really have nothing. They're paper. You know? They're flimsy. They're a mist. And this fought pretty hard. Got any?
Minnesota's not signed on to the council. Minnesota's not signed on. They have not signed on to the Article 5 convention. And it would be nice if they were. I think we've got 19 states, maybe 20. We need 34 to call a convention. And when you call that convention, each state sends a delegate, and they give them directions on what to do. The three things that's on there now is term limits, balanced budget, stop the Congress from spending like they do, and also getting the federal government, like we was talking about, their influence in the states. And once they have that agreed upon, then it's amended to the Constitution. The president can't stop it. Congress can't stop it. The courts can't stop it. That's another thing. These courts are running away. The courts have too much power. They've created power. Courts are not supposed to make laws. They're supposed to listen to the argument between two or three parties, two or more parties, and make an opinion. And you don't have to follow that opinion. If state considers something as being unconstitutional, they could say, we ain't going to do it.
And term limits. I think that's one of the most important ones should be right put on top of the list. Term limits.
You need to have term limits, and you need to reduce their salary. They should be able to retire when you do, when you're 60-something. And they should have their own damn insurance for hospitalization. They shouldn't be able to go to Walter Reed for free.
They shouldn't be able to suck the government tit their whole life. It's supposed to be you get in, you make the things that you believed your constituents wanted you to do possible, and either it works or it don't, and you're out. You know, whether
you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. That's the way it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to elect somebody, then sit back and see what happens. That's a bunch of crap.
Nope.
You give them their orders and tell them what you want to do.
No career politicians. You can't just sit behind your desk, Facebook, and your high school friends doing nothing for your constituents. Telling them, see, we got Ilhan Omar who thinks, oh, I'm a senator. I tell you what I want in Minnesota. And no, we elected you. You don't understand capitalism. We elected you to represent us. And this we'd like you to do. And she gets to Washington and does what she wants instead of what we want.
She does what she wants to do. You're right.
Yeah.
It's her heart.
Yep,
she's doing it based on her heart convictions.
I know what's good for you, and this is what I want, and so you'll accept that. You peasants, you. And it's, I don't think so, Ariel. So our representatives, they have an agenda, and that's what we have to accept. That's our elected official.
Well, they want to get up to the big stage where they can do a Hunter Biden and sell influence from foreign businesses and foreign countries and have access to the markets here in the United States.
And, gee, where are we giving billions of dollars to? He's connected to an energy company in Ukraine. And now all of a sudden we're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. I wonder if there's any back there.
He blows up the Nord Stream pipeline, the gas line, but he wants Americans to stop using gas stoves.
Yeah, that's a joke.
And one of the worst ecological disasters in the last decade was the Nord Stream pipeline putting all that methane into the air. This is the electric car, save the planet, fucking Democrats, huh? These are the guys who are going to save us all. And they blow up a pipeline and cause more pollution. Unbelievable.
All that train derailment is causing a bunch of pollution.
Plus, who'd he fuck? He didn't fuck Russia. He fucked Europe. That gas line went
to
Germany.
Saying that Russia, if Putin wanted to cut the damn gas off, he just turned the damn valve. Why
easy.
Do you think they got valve?
Easy peasy. Turn the valve.
When the water company come to cut the water off, is that what they do? They don't go out there and blow up the damn main in the street. They turn the valve off for the water going to your house. They turn the gas valve off for the gas going to your house.
Nobody
they
knows
don't blow
exactly,
up the damn pipe.
Nobody knows exactly what happened there, but I think that was American influence because of the intelligence.
No, Biden said it. Biden said he done it. He's on video saying he done it.
Can't get up the stairs, but he can blow up a pipeline. What a
can't even
piece
walk,
of shit.
Can't even find himself off stage either.
I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, worldwide. When everybody watches Biden on stage try to shake people's hands that aren't there, he goes the opposite direction to where I got something.
He's shaking hands with ghosts. That's a good one there. Shaking hands with ghosts.
He's the laughing stock of the world.
I mean, right now they're going, fuck. And then what do you do? Open up our southern border. Hundreds of countries are coming across our southern border. And
that ain't nothing. When Abbott in Texas was sending buses to D.C., they put 50 people on the bus because that's what its capacity. When the bus get to Chicago or get to D.C., it's got about 40 or 45. What happened to the rest of them?
They're active. Active duty in America.
Yep.
I love when they show up in Florida, Ron DeSantis puts them on a bus and sends them to New Hampshire or Delaware. I mean, where Biden's from. And oh God, yes, we said we were a sanctuary state, but oh, 50 Mexicans, illegals all at once? No, we can't handle it. You're stressing us out. This is a political move. It's not your
Dominicans.
Like the
illegals. Look at them Dominicans in New York staying in that damn hotel. And they get pissed off because the food ain't like their food from home.
Yep.
Boy, they heard about America, didn't they? We don't like the food. Send us better food. Ah, man.
Blame them.
It makes up for it, though, because they get, you know, they get their iPhones and they get their medical taken care of and they get
socialism.
A free monthly check.
That's not America, them socialist fucks. You know, you work hard,
yep.
Figure something out. Take money, you get a cool car, a nice house, you get work harder, and you can do whatever you want.
The federal government has no damn business flying illegals across your state borders and landing them and offloading them.
Nope.
That is not their business. And see, until the people in the states start taking, see, the federal government gets its powers from the states. But now the states don't do what the hell they're supposed to, and the people don't make their state legislature do what they should be doing. Until that stuff changed, ain't no telling where the hell we're going to be if we exist at all. Anyway, fellas, you ain't got much more time. I'm going to get off from here. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hell yeah, always nice to hear another guy talking. Good talking to you, brother.
Talk to you later. Be careful. Keep your ammo dry now.
Yes, sir.
And don't wash it and put it in the dryer.
Yeah, Lorna. All right, this concludes our show for tonight. That was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a good one. Another guy on.
Yep.
All right.
So I appreciate you guys being here with me. God bless you. Have a great rest of your night. God bless America, our children, first responders, the missing, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
And Lorna.
And Lorna.
Good show. Bye-bye.
Good night.